crossing county lines just to make my name in the city. Took everything, put it on the line, cause I never break or back down. One shot is do or die, and the odds ain't looking too pretty. But I got the feeling it's my time. I know I'm taking it now.
Welcome to the training camp edition of Titans All Access. I'm Mike Keith. This is Amy Wells, and you know this guy. This is Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Back up, and Adam, it's been an interesting offseason for you. A lot of rehab coming back from the fractured fibula. You've been in Hawaii. You've been in Oregon. Now you're back here. You're into the routine of training camp. You've got to like the fact that the head coach stays the same, the coordinator stays the same. You've got to be getting into a rhythm in your third training camp now.
Absolutely. The stability is awesome. I've been excited to come back, and it's been great. I've had a lot of fun, and it's good to be out there with the guys.
What was the toughest part of rehab, whether mentally or physically?
Just being on the sideline. I just want to be out there with the guys. I just want to be able to practice and do all those things with them, and it was tough just watching, but we got so much better as a team during those OTAs, and I just want to be a part of it.
Was there something you were able to really focus in on because you had the time and maybe you weren't doing some of the other things you'd normally be doing in the offseason?
A lot of mental reps, just playing all the game scenarios as much as I can, being able to just stand in the back and visually see everything, see the entire field, I thought was very beneficial for me. Hopefully I'll be able to use it this training camp.
You mentioned some of the stability, the familiarity coming back here, but there are some new faces, especially within the wide receiver core. How long do you think it takes for you to establish a rhythm, a chemistry with some of those guys?
It starts day one. I think as we go throughout this training camp, as we get ready throughout the season, we'll build that foundation that's needed for the entire year.
Marcus, where does the offense need to get better between now and Oakland on September the 10th? What are the most important things you've got to get done?
Just getting on the same page. I thought OTAs went well. I thought everybody was together and played well. Now it's just being able to take that and build off of it and continue to build that chemistry that's going to make you successful for the year.
Coming back after being banged up, you've got to be like a little kid all over again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been anxious. I've been, just excited just to be back. I'm looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun.
We're so glad you're back, and we're glad you took time with us on Titans All Access.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot more of the show coming up. We're going to talk offensive line with Russ Grimm. Eric Decker, one of his new wide receivers, will join us. We've got a lot of things to do in the Titans buzz.
Yes, and coming up next, Mike Keith is sitting down with the Tennessee Titans head coach, Mike Mularkey.
There you are, Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
The effort can't change. That'll never change. When you watch that last play by those guys, all 22 guys on the line, trying to stop it from going over and trying to get it over the line. That's who we are. That's who we are. That'll never change.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. Time for our first chat of 2017 with the Titans head coach, Mike Mularkey. This has really been something. The fans have loved the stands out here at practice. It's added a new element. A lot more people can get in here and watch training camp practices. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, you know, Amy had really had the vision of adding the stands around. I think it really completes what we're trying to do here. She just saw a bigger picture for training camp to try to get and invite more fans out to really have a great experience with their families, be able to sit down, and you can really watch any practice. You have the ability to move around and really get a good experience while you're out here.
Jarrell Casey did an interview with Jim Wyatt from TitansOnline.com and said that he has come back 10 times stronger than he was before. Now, that may be a little bit of an overstatement, but a much stronger Jarrell Casey is something very exciting. Talk about guys who really have made gains like that, maybe not 10 times, but have made gains like that through the offseason.
We have a lot of players like that. And actually Jarrell was one of our OSPE winners, our offseason performers of the year. He won it for the bigs. Because of the way he comes to the facility and does everything right, he has been an animal in that weight room and in the conditioning part. And it's really been fun because we got a lot of young guys at that position that have kind of followed his lead, and you can see how they develop physically as well. Talking about just in an off season of workouts, the O-line, again, I think I'd have to brag up on those guys, the way they work together. You know, it's a really unique group. They like being around each other, but they're here working out. They stayed during the break. They stayed in town together, which is very rare that you'll get a position to do that. You know, I think our receiver group looks like a physical group. You know, you can tell guys have been working all their way back for this for the camp.
Marcus Mariota joined Amy Wells and me in the last segment and talked about his improvement. Talk to me about where you think the offense can make gains in the remainder of this training camp headed towards that season opener against the Raiders.
Oh, I think there's always room for improvement in everything we're doing. That's really been the message since we got here in April, mid-April, was everybody, including myself and the coaching staff, seeing if we can find a way that we can get better. And with Marcus, again, one thing about him, he's his own worst critic. It's never good enough for him. He's a guy that's always working his trade. You know, there's always things I think he can improve on, and we can too, just with his skill set. Let's see how far we can push him.
Different secondary in terms of personnel. How long do you think it will take for them to become a cohesive unit?
You know what? I'm pretty pleased with them right now. That's the beauty of the offseason. The programs that we have, phase one, phase two, and phase three, there's a lot of time that you can do some hands-on teaching. It's not the pace that you'll get now with training camp and the regular season, where there's really not a lot of time to sit there and explain things and be more hands-on. We have had, I can't tell you the number of walkthroughs and the reps that we've had in walkthroughs that has allowed these guys to become a really cohesive unit and be able to communicate like you need to function at a high level. I'm pretty pleased where we're at right now.
Coach, take us through your plan for how you're going to play the preseason games, how you map everything out, and what you want to get done.
Some of that will be maybe a little adjusted, you know, even including the Carolina game week two, where we've had two good full hard practices, full padded practices against them. It's discussed, and a lot of it's how we are really performing up to those games during the week of practice and how well we're looking and whether we think we need more work or not.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Yeah, glad to be here, Mike.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk offensive line with the man who coaches him, the Hall of Famer himself, Russ Grimm, when the training camp edition of Titans All Access continues from St. Thomas Sports Park right after this.
It's time to witness the destruction of those who stand in our way of victory. Through and through, we bleed two-tone blue. The battle begins now. Together, we will forge ahead. PSL starting at $100. Flexible payment plans available. Get your 2017 season tickets at TitansOnline.com.
There you are, Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
When you think Russ Grimm, you think Washington, you think Hogs, you think those great Joe Gibbs teams. But last year in Tennessee, you think maybe Miracle Worker. a guy who took a part of the Titans team, the offensive line, and made it one of the best parts of the team in just 1 year. Russ Grimm has quite a pedigree in the O-line, and his guys know it because they understand what he wants every single day.
Thank you so much for taking time with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you. Okay, the number one question I have to ask you about the Titans offensive line, it was the big question entering last season, and then the offensive line had, by all rights, an outstanding season. Many were surprised. Were you even a little surprised by how they performed?
I wouldn't say I was surprised. They took the time. They studied the plays. They wanted to improve from the previous season. And it was a challenge for them. It's like you get kicked around for so long, and, you know, you do two things. You either quit or you want to bounce back. So I was excited about it. Coming out of retirement, back into coaching, and I had a good group of guys, and I think they stepped up as the season went on.
One of the most underplayed facts about last year's progress for the Titans, I think, was the fact that this staff had such continuity and seemed to enjoy working together so much.
A lot of us have been in the league for a while, and it's kind of like, I don't think anybody on a staff, regardless of age, is worrying about stepping on somebody else's toes. Nobody's trying to climb the ladder. We've been in the league long enough. We know we got a certain job to do, what's expected, and, you know, get it done.
Personality is part of the job in managing personalities. Taylor Lewan's personality is certainly wildly different from Jack Conklin's personality. Do you coach them the same way or differently?
No, you can't coach players the same. Everybody has a different hot button. I can't. Some of the techniques that Taylor uses, Jack can't use. I mean, my job as a coach is not say, hey, do it this way. It's to put the player in the best position possible to be successful. You know, Taylor's kind of a outspoken, a little bit of a wild child, where Jack is a, you know, quiet, a little bit more of an introvert, right? You know, he just does his job and doesn't say a word. But each of them do the job, and they do it well.
Well, let me ask you to make one comment. How can the 2017 Titans offensive line be better than the 2016 Titans offensive line was?
I think the big word going in this season is going to be detailed. I think there's some games that we could have won. We could have played better if we eliminated some little mistakes. Not so much on doing anything extra, but just make sure you don't make a critical mistake at a, you know, get a penalty in the red zone going in and settle for a field goal instead of a touchdown, or getting knocked out of field goal range and having to punt it. So the players are going to try to get better physically, working now, you know, mentally when we hit the classroom. But then, you know, it's coaches too. We got to try to eliminate some of those mistakes.
Later in the show, new Titan Eric Decker joins us right here at St. Thomas Sports Park. But coming up next, we got a lot of buzz. The Titans buzz. Stay with us.
It's time to witness the destruction of those who stand in our way of victory. Through and through, we bleed two-tone blue. The battle begins now. Together, we will forge ahead. PSL starting at $100. Flexible payment plans available. Get your 2017 season tickets at TitansOnline.com.
Welcome back to Titans All Access from St. Thomas Sports Park. June and July give Titans players, coaches, and staff a chance to get away from football a little bit and do some different things. But one Titans player actually had a chance to be a coach.
You're absolutely right, Mike. We got to spend some time with DeMarco Murray at his football camp. And I'll tell you what, that guy is good with those kids. Check this out.
That's the only rule, just run hard, run fast. Let's have some fun again. Pump, 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 pump. There you go, there you go.
When you look at this world and everything that's going on in this society, and no matter what race or background you come from, you know, these kids will be, you know, leading this country. You want your kids to obviously be a part of something special, and you want to impact their lives as much as you can.
Like this. There you go. And then just speed it up a little bit, okay? Don't look back. Just keep your eyes forward.
My foundation is to help chronically ill children across the, you know, Nashville community.
If you ever make it to the NFL, which you will, just make sure you don't tackle me, all right? All right, buddy?
This is our second time doing this camp. A lot of these kids were here last year, so a lot of them will gain, you know, lifetime friendships.
Hey, good job. You're doing a good job, man.
There you go, buddy.
It's just not about sports. It's about just overcoming things. It's about being the best you can be, you know, every single day and not taking anything for granted. You know, you look at kids who have been struck with, you know, illnesses, and, you know, they're fighting for their lives, and they're able to, you know, for some way, somehow, an hour or two, not think about that. You know, if we can accomplish that and let them have fun and let them know that, hey, we're praying and thinking about them, I just hope these kids are able to realize, you know, the opportunity they have.
Good job, guys. Good job.
One, two, three. Yeah!
I had a blast. I think we should go every year.
I think you're right. And I also think DeMarco Murray is destined to be a coach when his playing career ends.
Oh, no question.
Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Other good dudes involved in Taste of the Titans, the charity dinner, second annual. It benefited ALS Association Tennessee, and a star was actually a former Titan.
Absolutely. It was a spectacular night, not only for ALS Association Tennessee, but also for Tim Shaw.
You said you really didn't take a shot. You were trying to deliver a shot. Is that true?
I'll tell you what. I don't like to stay out of the news very long. I always want to be on the forefront of people's minds.
Tim Shaw keeps winning.
I just felt like I needed to get some action.
Yes, Tim is in a battle with ALS, but the linebacker continues to win for teams for whom he competes, the Tennessee Titans and the ALS Association Tennessee chapter.
Tim is one of those special and unique people that really does bring the message very clear to everyone. He's one of those wonderful ambassadors that doesn't come along very often.
Taste of the Titans is a one-of-a-kind event at Nissan Stadium where more than 300 people enjoy food and drink, a special meet and greet with Titans players, an inside look at the 2017 season with Mike Mularkey and John Robinson, and an incredible silent auction. The beneficiary of this year's Taste of the Titans is the ALS Association Tennessee chapter, and the connection is obvious. It's Tim Shaw.
You know, he's had an impact since he's been a player here. He came back last year, spoke to the team, and that was a huge day for us when he talked to our team. I think it changed a lot of people's approach to life and approach to what they do every day.
Taste of the Titans is one of the biggest events of the year for the Titans organization. Resources are marshaled from every end of the team, and seemingly everyone lends a hand. That includes Titans partner Nissan, who brought the Heisman Trophy along and went a little bit further.
This event tonight is so much fun because the entire community comes together to rally around the Titans, but more importantly, to support a worthy cause with ALS.
And another victory for Tim Shaw, the Titan who simply refuses to lose. Mike, I was thinking about this. It's training camp. The players are back.
Right.
That means we're that much closer to football, which means we're that much closer to fall, which means it's almost time for back to school.
Nice how you did
that.
Isn't
that good?
You took a circuitous route, but you got there.
Got there.
Titans players went all over the region to Team Partner Academy Sports and Outdoors and took young people to get stuff to get ready to go back to school. Maybe the most special was in Jackson, Tennessee, which is very near the hometown of linebacker Avery Williamson. That was awesome to see him helping kids get ready to go back to school just like he was maybe 15 years ago.
Exactly, and they were all kids from his parents' church, so he had a connection with all of them. It was really fun to see them running around buying stuff at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Thanks to our Titans players, and thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors. When Titans All Access returns, we catch new wide receiver Eric Decker right here at St. Thomas Sports Park. Stay tuned.
It's time to witness the destruction of those who stand in our way of victory. Through and through, we bleed two-tone blue. The battle begins now. Together, we will forge ahead. PSL starting at $100. Flexible payment plans available. Get your 2017 season tickets at TitansOnline.com.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. We are now joined by new wide receiver Eric Decker. Eric, it's good to have you here.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
When we signed you, there was a lot of conversation about how you were already living in Nashville. You had a home here. How long have you been here?
Well, my wife and I made home here in 2012, but she's been here for, you know, over a decade, and we just love the city. You know, I'm from Minnesota. It still has a Midwest feel, but the climate is a lot more appealing, I would say, than Minnesota. But just throughout the visit, and I talked with about five different teams, I just felt like this is the best spot for me. You know, not only was it convenient being home, but just I love the philosophy on the offensive side of the ball. I love Coach Malarkey and John Robinson, just, you know, the kind of attitude they had. And then the players in the locker room, I had some buddies that I played with previously. So all those things combined just made it easy to come here.
People feel like they know you, though, from having watched Eric and Jesse on E at season 3, September 6th, right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so we're going to the watch party, right?
Yeah, we're inviting ourselves.
What time
ourselves.
Do we need to be there?
Well, it hasn't been announced yet. I'll let you know.
Okay, great.
Privately, yeah.
Anyway, on a serious note, how is it that people, that you deal with that and feel like people get to know you in that way, which is something that, I mean, you don't come across as a reality show kind of guy, so is it different for you?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely different. I wouldn't say it's so much invasive because we got to know the crew really well that we're around a lot, and it kind of, you know, represents who we are as well. So what we show them is kind of on us. And my wife's done a good job. She's kind of executive producer. So she gets to select kind of the scenes and kind of the way the show is going to go. And it's been fun because I think for us, it's just a way to kind of showcase, you know, who we are, our relationship, and maybe more of a positive message for young kids coming up to, you know, dream big, do what you want to do career-wise, have a family, and learn how to balance that.
This is your 8th training camp now. What do you hone in on this year that maybe you haven't in the past?
I think I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, especially last year, you know, being hurt is just taking care of your body. And I've done a pretty good job of that throughout my career, but doing the small things, you know, warming up properly, cooling down after practice, you know, making sure you're getting in the weight room, getting in the training room, doing all the little things that allow you to be successful day in, day out. You know, again, it's just a lot of film study, talking football with the quarterbacks, with the receivers, and just having fun, because that's one thing now being on 8 years. I know I'm more on my way out than on my way in, so I'm going to enjoy every day and really the grind of it with these guys.
Let's talk about being in Nashville, these fans. You've been around here, living in this community. You've seen sort of the growth of this group of Titans and the excitement. As you talk to people in your hometown, can you believe how fired up they are about 2017?
They are, and it's special. It's a great thing. After the Predators run, you could tell how excited and what the capabilities of the city is. And they're, you know, they're hoping for big things, and we know that, you know, expectations are high, but we just got to take it one day at a time, and we got to make sure that, you know, we live up to those expectations by on the practice field, getting better every day and proving it. You know, that's the only way you can do it is earning it every day and proving it when you get a chance.
Thank you for coming out here with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Eric Decker with us on Titans All Access. The next time we see you guys, it's going to be the regular season. Our next Titans All Access edition comes the weekend of September 9 and 10 when the Titans get ready to take on the Oakland Raiders. You know a little bit about them?
I've played them a few times.
Yeah, he's seen them. So he'll be ready, but that's next on Titans All Access. For Amy Wells and Eric Decker, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time in the regular season.